Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today, we have a couple of representatives from the Lockparle County Historical Society. We've got Karen Tilbury and Lauren Femright. Lauren's the president of the organization. Karen has been president, is now the vice president of the organization. Welcome to the studios here.
Thank you for asking us.
So we've got a big event coming up this week on Wednesday night over at Slend Park, the swimming pool park. It's the annual chamber block party, and this year the Lockparle County Historical Society is the beneficiary of that. Tell us what's going on over there.
It's the annual event, and like you say, it's this year is the funding, the raised funds goes to the Historical Society. And you can you expand on that a little bit?
Yes. So this past year, we discovered that our carpet at the Historical Society, you know, 50 years old, it should be good for another 50 years, you'd think, but it was getting rotten and stuff. And so we had to replace the carpet to the tune of about $22,000. You know, it's a pretty big sized building.
Right.
And so the Rock the Block donations is going to go for the cost of the carpet.
Okay. And it'll be a free will event, a free will donation event. People can come and give what they want. And if they do make a checkout, it should go to Lockparle County Historical Society. We should put in a plug. If they can't make the party, they can still donate to the project.
Heavens, yes. We don't turn down any money.
Yes, it is the Lockparle County Museum, which runs from Montevideo up to Ortonville and south along the border and back to Monty. So it's a large area. And it involves a lot of people. I want to say about the carpeting event, it was not just putting in the carpeting, but the museum has a lot of things. And so they all had to be moved, and there was a crew that came in, moved things so they could be put the carpeting in. So it wasn't just carpeting.
Yeah, that's a big project. I know we did that here a few years ago. And,
we
had to move everything and disconnect everything and hook it all back up. That's a time-consuming.
yep, it was.
Well, tell me what's going to be going on over at the swimming pool park on Wednesday. What do you have happening over there?
Well, for one thing, which is always a draw, is free swimming. Yeah. And, of course, we have music. The Garage Dwellers are going to be there. Yeah. It's going to be on the south end of the swimming pool park because they're still doing some construction on the other side. But it's going to be great when it's all over and done with.
Right. You've got a lot of good food.
You bet.
What's the menu?
Well, pork chops. Pork chops from the Lockparle pork producers, and then hot dogs and, you know, various other stuff.
And all the trimmings, as we're saying.
And all the trimmings, yes. That's a good way to say that, Maynard.
Yes.
We should mention in the studios with us, we also have Lockparle County Commissioner Greg Thole. He's kind of a quiet guy.
Yes.
He doesn't say much. Yeah, he's... He'll applaud once in a while or something. It was a live studio audience.
But, give him a mic.
He's also a member of the board.
And yes.
It's a good organization.
Soon to be president.
Yes. tell us a little bit about the funding. Where does the funding come from for the Historical Society? What kind of budget do you have?
Well, the budget is a challenge for us. Our expenses range from $110,000 to $120,000 a year, depending on the year. Our fixed income includes donations from the county, townships, and an interest on money that's deposited. And that only comes to about $45,000. So any of the other funding comes from memberships, people coming to the fair booth, different events that we have during the year that are fundraisers, and people coming to the museum. There's a place to make a cash donation there, too. So... our challenge, though, is we have a large amount of money to raise in a year, and I don't think everybody realizes the value of the museum. I mean, it's an important, and we're trying to teach that, the value of the museum, but it's a challenge. So.
It's, as you say, not just a Madison project, but it's countywide.
You're right.
Everybody benefits by maintaining the history of the county.
That's correct. Everybody has a value in preserving their individual history, no matter where they live in the county, but it is the county museum. And I have to say, it's of the museums that I've been in, it's very well managed. It's very well laid out, and there's a lot of special things indoor and outdoor. And, you know.
Well, every time you go in there, it's something different.
Yep,
you know, something new, something added, and things changed around a little bit. So.
And we have two young guys that are recording all data. every day that they're at work, and they're doing an excellent job. So
maybe talk a little bit about the staff out there.
Okay, well, so Barb Redpenning has been there for quite some time, and she does an absolutely marvelous job, and she knows what she's got there in that museum in and out. And, you know, a lot of the changing and displays is, you know, Barb's thinking. And then, of course, the other two that we have, Jacob
Peterson.
Borman, who just started with us in August of 25, and Jacob Peterson, who's been there since October of 2023. And we are talking about a couple of guys who both have a college degree. And so we're really, really fortunate to have them. And anybody that hopefully reads the paper, most of the time the articles on there are written by both of those guys. And they do a marvelous job. One of the articles that was in the paper last winter was the one about the children's blizzard and how it affected us here, and talked about a lot of the kind of snow events that we've had here. Do you want me to talk about who's all on the board, Maynard?
No, you can mention if you have a list of them there. Just don't miss anybody.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in trouble then. Okay, so right now our board members are Lauren Femwright, who is the president, and me, Karen Tilbury, who is the vice president. Becky Shellstead is our secretary. Tim Halverson and Lillian Johnson are our treasurers. And then we have Greg Thole, who is the county commissioner, Diane Walding, Lee Alstead, Terry Leesburg, Christy Strike, and Jan Olin. So we've got a good mix of people that are from many places in the county, which is really a good thing for everybody to be talking about what we've got going on there.
I know you're always looking for public input and help from the public. If somebody has a particular area of expertise, I'll just use myself for an example. I'd always heard about the fact that there was supposed to be another radio station built in Lac La Parle County back in the early 50s. And I'd always heard rumors that I never really knew very much about it. And I was thrilled when somebody from the museum came in and threw a folder on my counter that had all the federal communications paperwork and minutes from these guys that had attempted to build a radio station before. And I know I went through all that and made sense out of it and wrote an article on it, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, there are probably other people out in the community that know something about something that everybody, maybe others, may be interested in. So they should get a hold of you out there.
Well, has it been a couple of years already since you and Paul came over to the museum?
Yeah, maybe it was last year, I think.
Yeah, and that was just really excellent. I know that the people that were there at that event really, really enjoyed listening to the two of you. Surprising, but, you know, considering how often they hear you on the radio.
They have to listen all the time.
But
I know you had Adam Conroy from the Western Guard has been there to talk about the newspaper business. And that
yeah,
kind of
him
thing,
and so. Dave from from the Dawson
Sentinel. Right,
yeah,
Dave
that
Hickey.
Was that was interesting, too.
Yeah.
What we've got going on here at the museum, besides our Rock the Block, we're having the Pancake Brunch on July 12th from 10 to 1. And a change of location, we are having it in the City Hall basement. We had kind of a miscommunication with Emily at the VFW, and so the VFW wasn't available for us. But we're just very glad that we can go to the City Hall, because they've got a really nice kitchen there.
City Hall basement is a nice community center.
Yes, it is.
Handicap accessible restrooms and a nice kitchen, and probably one of the more underutilized things that we have in the community, so it's good to use it.
Yes, certainly. And then July 26th is Heritage Day at the museum, and our program that day will be from author Teresa Peterson, who is a Native American author. And then August 16th, we have a return to the museum of a mystery at the museum, something that Janine has run across and is writing. So we've got a few events coming up.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Well, we'll keep informed on the radio and check the newspaper. And I think you've got a pretty good website, too.
Yes, we do.
And everybody's welcome to participate some of their history at the museum. Just come and take part.
What amazes me is in the people that I talk to that have never been in the museum.
Right. Yes.
That even maybe lifelong residents who have never been out to the Lac Mar County Museum. So it's a good time now to make a point to come out and see it.
And certainly we're always quite busy during the county fair, you know, and so that's a good time to come up to see it. Mm-hmm. I know that my grandson Johnny certainly likes coming to the museum and seeing all the mounts that we have from Bill Cruz and Marietta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's lots of stuff there. You know, we've had inventors in Lacaparo County, and we have some of their inventions. Last year we talked about the fish company that was in Lacaparo, and that
Piaski's fish company. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the history of all of the schools that are no longer here. Yep. You know, that's an important one. The information about the fire that was at the theater all those years ago. So there's lots of stuff, and people have no idea how much history we have here.
Yeah, because you got the museum, then you've got the Robert Bly Studio, you've got the log cabin, the machinery exhibit, just on and on it goes.
The schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse is very, very
unusual.
The
log cabin. Yep.
Only one left in the county.
So what are the hours out there?
Okay, right now we're having the summer hours, so we are not open on Mondays. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays from 10 to 4, and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
Okay, is there an admission charge to get into the museum?
No, there's no admission charge, but certainly feel free to drop a little money in the box there that
help
we've got.
Help the cause, yeah.
Yes, help the cause.
All right, very good. Well, we thank you both, Lauren and Karen, for coming on in to update us on what's going on at the museum. You too, Mayor, or I would say Mayor Thole.
Yeah, really.
No, that's right. I'm the mayor now, aren't I? I keep forgetting. Commissioner Thole back there. Yeah. And we look forward to attending the block party on Wednesday night, 5 to 7, over at Slynn Park, Swimming Pool Park. So we'll see you over there.
Thank you for helping us promote the museum.
Anytime.
Yep.
We'll see you soon.